Pepe has become kind of a symbol.
We live in perilous times when it comes to free speech, and the threats are coming from both the left and right.
So we're going to open up those libel laws, folks, and we're going to have people sue you like you never got sued before.
The president has threatened legal action against the media, and progressive activists have used violence to shut down campus speakers they don't like. In the Los Angeles Times, former federal prosecutor Ken White shreds the most popular cliches used by would-be censors trying to make the rest of us shut the hell up. That's technically true, but the Supreme Court has ruled that those exceptions are extremely limited. It's true that there are carve-outs for libel, defamation, true threats of immediate violence, and obscenity.
Page 108, paragraph 3, no jokes dealing with flatulence, excretion, urination, ejaculation, or other bodily functions.
Also no paragraph 2, no use of the so-called seven dirty words. These are cocksucker, motherfucker, fuck shit, cunt, cock, and pussy.
But the fact is, opponents of free speech have greatly exaggerated the limits to what we're allowed to say.
We're irreverent to the point that we're actually iconoclastic. And we offend people.
Hate speech, including horrible, ugly, and stupid statements, is broadly protected. As Ken White points out, even outright bigotry isn't an exception to the First Amendment.
Non si può provocare, non si può insultare la fede degli altri.
There might be a philosophical case for this position, but there's no legal one. The courts don't do cost-benefit analyses on specific speech acts, and if the speech doesn't fall into a prohibited category, you can't stop it. This widely misquoted line by Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. has often been used as justification for censorship. As White points out, speech is only prohibited if it's intended and likely to provoke imminent lawless action.
So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.
Fact is that over time, the Supreme Court has only expanded free speech. Even cases involving videos of animals being tortured or the Westboro Baptist Church's demonstrations at military funerals have yielded solid 8-to-1 majorities in favor of free speech. If today's calls for suppressing speech teach us anything, it's that we can never take the First Amendment for granted. Even if the Supreme Court is on our side, free expression will only continue to exist for as long as we're willing to make it ourselves.